Welcome to a new deep dive from AI Unraveled, the show created and produced by Etienne Newman, senior engineer and passionate soccer dad from Canada.
Great to be here.
If you're finding value in these explorations, please do take a moment to like and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. It really helps.
It does.
You're tuning in, we know, because you want to understand the, well, the significant shifts happening in AI without getting totally bogged down.
Exactly. So much noise.
So today we're diving deep into just one day, May 14th, 2025, to pull out the most crucial, most interesting AI advancements we could find. We've looked through news, research snippets, you name it.
Yeah, the goal isn't just listing headlines. It's about digging into the so what. What do these things actually mean for now and, you know, maybe for the future?
And we've got quite a range today. We'll touch on AI hardware, the real power behind it all, changes in search, big ones potentially, this idea of non-coders building software, AI assistants spreading everywhere, even AI maybe doing actual science.
That one's fascinating.
Yeah. Plus, new tools connecting AI to apps, policy shifts on AI exports, AI writing code itself, creative uses, design updates, even audiobooks. Lots to unpack.
Okay, let's get into it.
Right. Let's start with that raw power, the hardware.
Okay. So May 14th, a pretty big announcement on that front. NVIDIA, you know, the big name in AI chips, they finalized a deal supplying at least 18,000 of their advanced AI chips. That includes the GB300 Grace Blackwell series.
Their newest, right, top tier stuff.
Exactly. High performance, built for these huge AI tasks. And these are going to Humane in Saudi Arabia.
18,000. That sounds like a lot. But I think I read it might be bigger than that.
That's right. Good catch. The 18,000 is the initial bit, but the wider understanding, the buzz, is that it could lead to several hundred thousand NVIDIA GPUs over the next 5 years.
Several hundred thousand. Wow. Okay. So why? Why this massive investment from Saudi Arabia?
Well, it's pretty clear signal. It's about strategic ambition. Mm-hmm. They want to establish Saudi Arabia as a, well, a major global hub for AI.
Yeah.
And these chips, they're the foundation. The building blocks for training the big models running complex applications. You just can't be a serious player without this kind of hardware muscle.
Got it. So it's a foundational investment in their whole national AI strategy.
Precisely. A critical step.
Okay, that sets the scale. Now, let's move from the engines to something we all use, search. Google search seems to be changing.
It does. Google's been testing an AI mode button right there on the homepage.
An AI mode button.
Yeah. And what's really interesting is where they're putting it. In some tests, it's actually replacing, or at least right next to the classic I'm feeling lucky button.
Replacing I'm feeling lucky? Whoa. That button's almost legendary, even if nobody clicks it much anymore.
Exactly. It's symbolic. Putting AI mode there, it screams strategic shift.
They all kind of shift.
Towards pushing their AI conversational search.
Yeah.
Hard. They clearly want people to see it, use it, maybe even prefer it for finding information.
So instead of just typing keywords, we might be chatting with Google more.
That seems to be the direction, yeah. A future where AI is much more interactive in how we find things online.
Yeah.
Really change our habits.
Hmm. Okay, powerful hardware, search changing. What else popped on the 14th? Ah, this vibe coding thing. What is that?
Right, vibe coding.
Uh-huh.
It's this term bubbling up. It describes how people without a coding background are using AI to make software. Basically, they just describe their idea in plain English. You know, the vibe of the app they want. And the AI tries to generate the code for it.
Seriously? Yeah. So you don't need to know Python or Java or anything?
Well, maybe not for simpler stuff or first versions. That's the potential. It drastically lowers the barrier to entry.
Democratizing development, then.
Kind of, yeah. Imagine people with great ideas, maybe experts in their own field, but not techies, suddenly able to build tools. It unleash a lot of grassroots innovation.
That is exciting. Okay, and speaking of AI getting easier to use, Google's Gemini, it's spreading out.
It is. Big plans announced to weave Gemini, their AI assistant, really deep into the whole Android ecosystem.
Like where specifically?
Okay, so Wear OS smartwatches for better voice commands. Android Auto in cars, helping with navigation messages, even real-time translation. Google TV for smarter recommendations, answering questions.
And I think I saw something about future devices, too.
Yep. They mentioned future Android XR headsets, glasses. The big picture is a consistent AI experience across all your Google devices. AI just, they're part of the background.
A unified AI helper, no matter the screen, sounds ambitious. Like AI becoming less of a tool you open and more just part of how things work.
That's the vision, it seems. Seamless integration. making tech interactions smarter, more intuitive.
Okay, this next one really grabbed me. AI as a scientific investigator, that feels like a major jump.
It really does. It's quite a prospect. Jakub Berchoki, he's the chief scientist at OpenAI.
Right.
He voiced his view that AI models are getting surprisingly close to being able to do original scientific research autonomously.
Autonomously. So not just crunching data for humans, but actually discovering things on its own.
That's the idea. He pointed to how AI, using reinforcement learning, you know, learning by trial and error, can develop its own strategies for solving problems.
Wow. So what kind of discoveries are we talking?
He mentioned things like automated software development, finding completely new scientific principles.
Yeah.
Possibly even seeing practical applications from this year.
This year? That's incredibly fast.
It is. He even talked about expecting measurable economic impact and research good enough to meet his definition of AGI, artificial general intelligence, by the end of the decade.
AGI by 2030, that's bold. And OpenAI is also releasing something new, an open weight model.
That's right. Their first since GPT-2, way back. Open weight means they'll release the model's parameters, the learned knowledge, publicly.
And why is that significant?
Well, they're aiming for it to be better than other open models out there. It could really spur innovation, letting researchers and developers everywhere build on top of their work.
The pace is just relentless. Okay, next up, connecting these powerful AIs to the rest of the digital world. Zapier's doing something here, MCP.
Yeah, Zapier's Model Context Protocol, or MCP. Think of it as a standard way for AI apps like those coding assistants we mentioned to talk to and use other apps.
Other apps. Right.
Like the 7,000 plus apps Zapier already connects. Project management tools, communication platforms, CRMs, you name it. And it's an open standard, which is important for interoperability.
Okay, so how does it work in practice?
Developers can set up these MCP endpoints and define tasks. So your AI coding assistant could, say, automatically create a Trello card when a piece of code is done, or send a Slack message.
Ah, so AI isn't just stuck inside its own coding window anymore. It can actually do things in other tools.
Exactly. It turns these AI tools into more powerful workflow automation hubs, connecting the AI brain to the digital hands, so to speak.
Makes sense. Now, this is where things often get complicated. Policy. AI export rules seem to be changing in the U.S.
Yes, a significant shift. The Trump administration formally pulled back the Biden-era framework for artificial intelligence diffusion. That was the policy trying to put export controls on advanced AI chips.
Why the change?
The Commerce Department basically said the old framework was overly complex and might actually be hurting U.S. innovation.
So what's replacing it?
They're aiming for a much simpler rule. Sounds like it'll focus more on global licensing system and making deals, bilateral agreements with specific partner countries.
Interesting. Any specific targets mentioned?
Well, the new guidance explicitly calls out using Huawei's Ascend AI chips anywhere in the world as a violation. So clear lines being drawn there.
And the timing. Didn't President Trump have meetings recently in the Middle East? With the UAE investing heavily in AI, too.
That's the context, yes. Adds another layer. This policy shift could loosen things for some, maybe boost U.S. chip makers, while still trying to block others. It's definitely going to ripple through the global hardware supply chain and affect tech competition.
Right. Big geopolitical chess moves happening there. Okay, speaking of keeping up with all this, it feels like a good moment to mention, if you're trying to navigate this tech landscape, maybe level up your own skills in areas like cloud or cybersecurity, finance, even healthcare.
Things are changing fast.
They really are. Etienne Newman's AI-powered Jamga Tech app is designed for exactly that. It helps you master and ace over 50 different in-demand certifications. Uses things like performance-based questions, quizzes, flashcards, labs, simulations, really practical stuff.
So tools to help stay current.
Exactly. Worth checking out if you feel the need to upskill. Okay, let's get back to the core AI development. AI actually writing code. Google again.
Yes, Google's definitely pushing hard here. Expected to show more at their I.O. 2025 conference. Think deeper Gemini integration in Project IDX, their coding environment. For generating code, debugging, explaining it, right. More interactive help.
But it's going beyond just helping humans, right? This AlphaVolve agent.
Ah, yes. AlphaVolve, that's Google's Gemini-powered agent. And it's shown it can autonomously generate and improve code. Pretty sophisticated stuff.
Like what?
Designing and optimizing complex algorithms. It's even helped in designing the hardware for Google's TPUs, their own AI chips.
Wait, the AI is helping design the chips it runs on?
Kind of mind-bending, isn't it? And it's making scientific discoveries, too. Reportedly set some new mathematical records, solved some geometry problems that were previously unsolved.
That's transformative. It feels like AI is becoming a genuine collaborator, not just a tool, in science and tech development.
That's the trajectory it seems to be on. Mm. Reshaping workflows, accelerating everything.
Okay, let's switch to something maybe a bit more fun. Creative applications. TikTok.
Right. TikTok launched a new feature called AI Alive.
AI Alive. What's it do?
It lets users take a still photo and have AI animate it into a short video clip right within TikTok stories.
Oh, cool. So bringing pictures to life.
Essentially, yeah. You can let the AI do its thing automatically, or you can give it text prompts to guide the animation, add movement effects, sounds.
Sounds like a neat way to get more creative on the platform. Are they labeling this stuff?
They say they are. Content made with AI Alive should get an AI-generated label, plus C2PA metadata.
That C2PA thing, that helps track where content came from, right? Even if it's shared elsewhere.
Exactly. It's about provenance and transparency. Good to see platforms adopting it.
Definitely important. Okay, now from visual creation to visual experience. Google's design system, Material Design, got an update.
It did. Material 3 Expressive. It's a pretty big update, coming with Android 16 and also to Wear OS.
Expressive. What's the goal?
To make user interfaces more, well, engaging, more interactive, maybe more personalized, recognizing that maybe interfaces need to feel a bit more alive, adaptive.
So what will actually look or feel different?
Things like more dynamic colors adapting to your wallpaper, springy animations, more fluid motion, new haptics, so different vibrations, more impactful fonts, different shapes for buttons and things, redesigned quick settings and notifications too. More customizable.
Sounds like a noticeable refresh. Did they test this?
Yeah, they mentioned research with over 18,000 people, said users preferred it, and apparently it even helped people complete tasks faster.
Interesting. So expect Android and Google apps to look and feel a bit different, maybe more vibrant?
That's the plan. New guidelines for developers to build more expressive apps too.
Okay, almost through our May 14th scan, last big area, audiobooks? AI is getting involved there, too.
It is. Audible is expanding its use of AI, mainly to help publishers create audiobooks faster and cheaper.
How? AI narration.
That's a big part of it.
Yeah.
They're giving some partners access to AI narration tools. Over 100 AI voices, multiple languages.
Over 100 AI voices, so we might hear more AI reading books.
Seems likely. They're offering different options, fully managed AI productions, self-service, and they're even beta testing AI for translation. Text-to-text and speech-to-speech.
Wow, that could massively expand the number of audiobooks available, especially in different languages.
Huge potential for accessibility and library size, yeah.
But
it definitely raises questions about human narrators. Mm-hmm. You know, the artistry, the performance, will cost and speed win out? It's a big debate.
Yeah, the convenience versus the human touch. That'll be interesting to watch.
Okay, before we wrap up, just a few quick hits also from May 14th. Sure. Reports that Google might show off an always-on coworker AI agent at I.O. for the whole dev lifecycle.
We mentioned TikTok's AI Alive.
Right. Notion launched AI for work, meeting notes, better search, that kind of thing.
Mm.
Productivity tools getting smarter.
Uh-huh.
There was research from Epoch AI suggesting reasoning model scaling might slow down soon, maybe 2026.
Yeah.
That's a potential bottleneck to watch.
Good point. And Elon Musk made some comments.
Yeah, at that Saudi U.S. forum. Said AI and robotics would lead to universal high income. Very optimistic take on the economic future.
Bold prediction. Anything else?
Just one more. Microsoft researchers revealed a Dell. It's a new framework for evaluating AI models, predicting how well they'll do on tasks. Better measurement tools are always needed.
Okay, wow. That was a lot for just one day. It really hits home how fast AI is moving and just how broadly.
Absolutely. It's becoming more accessible, getting woven deeper into everything we do, work, daily life, industry. And it's starting to reshape fundamental things like search, coding, maybe even science itself.
It really makes you think about the implications for all of us, you know, in our jobs, our lives. And again, if you're looking to keep your skills sharp in this climate, especially in tech fields like cloud, cybersecurity, business, finance.
Crucial areas.
Definitely. Check out Etienne Newman's AI-powered JamGat app. Over 50 certifications covered, performance-based questions, labs, simulations. It's designed to help you master that stuff. Could be really valuable right now.
So thinking about all this, AI moving from just helping us toward potentially discovering things on its own, it leaves you wondering, doesn't it?
Wondering what?
What new possibilities might open up that we haven't even thought of yet? What comes next?